Hi, you're listening to your daily Afro-Caribbean news on CFUV 101.9 FM in Victoria, the traditional lands of the Songhees, Esquimalt and Wusanich people. I am your host, Yeti.
What prompted the need to feed the community? When I was working at the Victoria Immigrant Refugee Center Society, VIRCS, as a multicultural events and project coordinator, I was able to see the number of barriers and struggles our disenfranchised communities in Victoria are facing. When COVID like struck our communities, we started working from home and going out on a daily walks. And then we realized the privilege of people living in wealthy neighborhoods who all have like a huge flower gardens. Then we observed the gap on how nobody was talking about food justice in our cities, the lack of representation in our local food systems, and also our disconnection about where our food comes from. So we decided to start like a gardening and sharing our knowledge with our friends and community in order to spark a light and raise awareness about this issue. Since then, we decided we need to take actions and we need to let people know what are we doing. And then that's how Palenque Greens and the Palenque produce boxes like it came into place, and because they were like a response to center the voices and the Afro-Indigenous wisdom in order to reclaim our relationship to the land. Well, the program works bi-weekly, so we deliver on a bi-weekly basis to 55 families from La Teranga, an average of 50 families from the Palenque Greens communities, but this number like vary, which means that a month we serve around 100 to 110 families in our community. So this program was funded by the Good Food Access Fund that is organized by the Community Food Centers Canada. So it's a national organization. And also we got a farm bulk credit from the Victoria Community Food Hub Society, which is our donor, and we have established like a reciprocal relationship with them. And also now in December, we applied for my neighborhood grant. So we got granted like $5,000 to see if we can extend our programming to January of 2021. That's overall how the program works. Basically, it's volunteer. It's a volunteer basis. And we engage with our community, the people that would like to support us. And yeah, so far we have got more than 20 volunteers that have been supporting, like sorting out all the produce, volunteer that they deliver to the participants of our programs. And that's basically how it works. We are small collective. It is about like a teamwork.
You have been listening to Afro-Caribbean News with Yeti on CFUV 101.9 FM. This project is funded by Canadian Heritage and the Community Radio Fund of Canada as part of the Local Journalism Initiative. To hear more stories, visit canada-info.ca.